A lot of Pistons discussion today, given that they destroyed the New York Knicks. Bravo to the fans there last night. The stamina and the commitment to booing Jalen Brunson was so impressive. Well done. And certainly happy for all the Piston fans out there that have been through some pretty dark times. It stuck with their team because right now they're looking like they are authentically, perhaps indeed, yes, the best team in the Eastern Conference. It could be some players coming back that might make it a little bit more tough. And of course, playoff basketball is a different style of basketball. But you got to love what the Pistons have done. Hell, starting over a year ago, over a calendar year ago, it continued into this year. And they look like they can make a real run at this thing. And still in Vegas, though, the third favorite in the East and like the 10th favorite to win the NBA. Cade is plus 3,000 to win the MVP, which is, he gets MVP chance every game. Not that that means anything. But fans were into it last night. LCA was bumping. And, you know, I said about the problem with that building is it doesn't have a soul. It's starting to get one. And that, I think, comes, you can have a brand new spanking building, but until you have memories in there, it's just a building. And they're getting close to the point where I start thinking about what postseason basketball could be. If they're as good as we think they are, we could be talking about month and a half of playoff basketball, which would be really fun. Hell, we might have it with hockey too.
Well, it'd be nice. And because it was built as a hockey arena and, you know, kind of retrofitted in a way for basketball. And yet it's the Pistons are the team so far that have made the biggest impression when it comes to postseason stuff. So it would be great if we get both teams in the postseason this year and fully expect to, obviously, the Pistons are off to an amazing start. Red Wings off to a good start too. They won the game 5-3 last night. It was good to see. They've shuffled the lines around a little bit. They sent Nate Danielson down today. So John Leonard staying up with the big club and, you know, they're playing pretty good hockey right now. John Gibson, his last 10 games, goaltender of this team, has a .925 save percentage. Done an outstanding job. So this team is coming together at the right time, but they need to continue it. So maybe the right time really isn't until March. So the munch of Marth, as we have said, that it hopefully is an easier transition. What we've seen the last 3 years where it's been a collapse. How about no collapse? No collapse.
Now, unlike the Pistons, right? If you look at the standings, Eastern Conference of the NBA, the Pistons are in first place. Eastern Conference of the NHL, the Red Wings are in first place. But the Red Wings have played 44 games, and the teams that are a point behind have played 41 and 42 games, so they'll probably get leapt here. And I think, realistically, nobody's going to make an authentic argument that the Red Wings are the best team in the Eastern Conference of the National Hockey League, but At this point, I think we would just love to see them like have home ice in a postseason series. You know, that they can, if they can finish in one of those spots, I think they've raised the bar to the point where, I mean, you expect them to make the playoffs, but it just takes one cold streak the way this league is jumbled up. I mean, they are only 6 points out of being out of the playoffs, right? So probably I shouldn't do this, but I want them to have home ice for a series when maybe I should just be saying, just make the playoffs. Maybe that's more realistic.
Making the playoffs, I think, is the first big step, and it's the necessary step. And if it doesn't happen, then there probably should be changes. But don't need to talk about that because they're playing really well, and they'll have a trade deadline to try to add to this team. Will this be the time that Steve Yzerman decides to add significant piece to this team? They certainly have prospects and draft capital. If they wanted to, they could add a piece. And I feel like they should make the right move and let Yzerman go ahead and make that move. But right now, this team's playing well. Their defense has been vastly different in front of the netminder over the last couple weeks. And last several weeks, it's been great to see. And, you know, they're getting scoring from all four lines. And James Van Riemsdyk has been an amazing acquisition for this team. He brings experience and he's putting the puck in the net.
Maybe we'll have time to get in this tomorrow. But I felt like one of the things you put on your show sheet today was you kind of wanted to make a case that maybe we shouldn't overlook Dan Campbell as a play caller next year. Is that an accurate assessment or no?
Yeah, I think there's some interesting stats that back that up. Colton Pouncey of The Athletic had a story that really kind of shows that if you look at just the points, if the point, if your sole reason for saying he can't do it anymore is because they scored less points per game than what they did under John Morton, okay, then if that's it, then you're going to say he's got to hire somebody else. But there are other numbers that are associated with that, with what he did during his time as play caller, that would point to a direction to say, you know what, really, take a closer look. They were a lot more successful with him calling plays than you think they were. And we can get into those numbers tomorrow. But there was an interesting piece that that Colton had written. I think they should look at experienced play callers around the league and see if there's somebody they want to bring in. But in the end, it's going to be Dan Campbell's decision.
The one thing he said kind of jokingly yesterday, he said, well, if I, the one advantage of me calling plays is I know I'm not going to leave for another job. Which was kind of funny,
this
but
is true.
I got the sense that he's considering it, but not married to it. I was glad he said, look, guys, I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm not making any decisions here anytime soon. Somebody asked him a question. I couldn't even hear what the question was. And he was like, yeah, I'm not prepared to answer that. And I'm like, nor should you be, right? Take your time. You can, you know, let the dust settle a little bit. No emotional reactions. I remember when I first got in the media and they said that there's a 10-minute cool down period after games before the media can ask people questions. I'm like, why do they have that? Then I had the privilege of being in locker rooms when I was part of a broadcast right after games.
Right.
And you realize, I'm not sure 10 minutes is nearly enough.
Right. And I agree with you. We see that in all the sports. You know, they'd be, or they let you in the clubhouse in Tiger games. There might be some sort of post-game meeting that they have. And you're like, well, we've been out here for 20 minutes. Well, they're not ready for you to go in there yet. Mm-hmm. You know, or you find out at some point down the road that, yeah, there was an altercation that took place after a game, and they have to clear that up. And I think the end of a season is probably, you know, it's a deeper reset. And I think you do need to decompress. It'd be interesting if you talked to Dan Campbell a week from today. If you were to come on the air and talk with the morning show next week, what's cleared up? You know, what becomes his vision that really sets a crystal clear vision for the future with his team? What has to change now that they've had time to go over the personnel and see what changes have to be made?
He did say the first order of business was to sort out the staff. And so, you know, you have any pool of candidates that you have of potential staff members you want to add. If you hear news anytime soon, that means they're amongst the, 18 teams that didn't make the postseason.
Yeah. And we know there is 6 head coaching jobs open in the NFL. So that means that there's a bunch of staffs that are about to be completely opened up.
There's no way in hell Brian Flores ends up here as a defensive coordinator, is there?
I don't think so. There are some rumors that Tom Brady is very interested in Brian Flores to be the head coach of the Raiders. So those are floating around, which would be interesting. I think Brian Flores deserves another chance to be a head coach. I thought he kind of got jobbed a little bit in Miami. He was scapegoated. And I think he's a really good defensive mind. If he were available, if he doesn't get a head coaching job.
Bid, please. I'd call him now,
yeah.
And I'd say, look, I expect you're going to get a head coaching job. You deserve it.
If you don't, here's 7 million reasons why you might want to be our defensive coordinator.
Yeah, who's the highest paid defensive coordinator in the league? Yeah, we'll give you more than that. That'd be pretty sweet. Now, if you know, Calvin Shepard, look, if you can upgrade anywhere, you upgrade anywhere. They're not in the business of keeping Calvin Shepard employed. They're in the business of winning football games, right?
Correct.
Brian Flores, if for some reason he doesn't get one of those head coaching jobs, then have say we're your fallback position. We're your safe landing spot, which probably isn't going to happen. He probably will get one of the head coaching jobs. Here's Rico Beard in studio. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. What about Cliff Kingsbury?
No.
Gator hates him.
Okay.
Yep.
You know what? See ya.
Well, if there's
how does he make sense? He works with mobile quarterbacks, and the Lions don't have a mobile quarterback.
It was
He was trying to get you worked up.
I didn't know he was on the list. No, you know what's funny? I don't know if you've ever done this. coming up with a show topic. I put on there, what about Cliff Kingsbury as Lions OC? Started doing some research and was like, oh, you know what? Never mind, guys. Just forget about it, because all this is going to bring on is, we got to get rid of Goff. He's not mobile calls. Right, so right. How about no to that topic? So.
How about no? You know what? No.
I mean, you guys can do it. I'm sorry. We brought it up because, you know, because Gator was
Doug
so adamantly opposed.
Carson Anderson said Cliff Kingsbury should be the coach.
Okay. 2-4-8. Let's not do that. What do you have planned? Come on.
Let's not
next.
Lie to me.
For the Pistons, big game last night.
Huge.
Are people buying in? Like, have you flipped the switch from the football hangover?
It helps. That's for sure.
So
yeah, it's good to have good basketball and good hockey going on in Detroit right now. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay tuned for the guys. Stay safe. Treat each other with respect. 97.1.